We're gonna have a handy dandy journal.
We might be needing to reference some video clips.
Okay.
Uh-oh, something just clipped.
Clipping hardcore. That's okay. I can fix that later.
For some reason, I just got surround. Did you lose it?
Is it really? What, you left? You left ear sound?
No, one of it was out the whole time, and I just got it.
Oh, yeah, that's.
No, that's okay.
That's totally this. That's this mixing board.
It's see like, the fly.
This board that this board that we're on right now is a piece of shit. But it was free, so I'm taking it. So that's what I say.
Can't be that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I am Nick.
And I can still hear the theme song in the background. So already going swimmingly, as per usual, on our fucking podcast. Yeah, welcome. Welcome, folks. Thank you for listening. First time live in like a long time.
Yeah, live and in person.
First time together, yeah. You and I in the same room.
It was long overdue. And it's the only way to get through this really, really slow sports segment is to somehow change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So for the first time in a long time, my notes include a section just called news.
This right here, like this time right now is the I hate this time. Like it's almost as bad as the All-Star break.
I love hockey. Don't get me wrong.
No, that's
hockey,
yeah.
It's so one-noted.
Hockey's the only thing we have right now.
Yeah, that's it. It's all we have.
Yeah. And it's good for now, but still it's
good for now in a sense of it's at least something active that, and thank God the Lightning are doing well.
What's in your news thing?
Oh, Terrell Suggs arrested after one car crash and he was found driving with his suspended license.
Good. Good.
Andre Johnson was cut.
Wait, suspended license. What did he get his license suspended for in the first place? I wonder.
I didn't go that far into it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was Terrell Suggs, so yeah. Probably. What's popular in Baltimore? Drinking?
Probably drinking. Drinking or drugs. That's all Baltimore, yeah, drugs, definitely.
Maybe he went to Ace of Cakes and got a sugar high.
Got him a sugar high. Can you imagine if sugar was regulated like it is, like drugs and alcohol, because oh, wow. It's definitely a fucking.
Of course it is, but since it's in everything,
I've been on a sugar kick lately, and whenever I don't get my sugar, I'm like, I can get some brownies right here or something, man.
Give me something. Give me a cookie or something.
A cookie. We got some Frosted Flakes.
I'll even take an Annie's mint.
Make a little something. Yeah. Make a little of that mint, son. Personal life. Despite Suggs' rocky relationship with Candace Williams, the two were married on December 14th. They have to, that means there's some. We got a lot of shit. Aggravated assault.
What hasn't he done?
Domestic abuse allegations. Court ordered to surrender firearms arsenal. So I guess they took. Why did they take his license away? He's got to have like a fucking DUI in there somewhere.
Maybe it's an active case and they didn't want him bouncing.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Still, man. Straight up and fly right, Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, stupid. Andre Johnson got cut.
From?
Indy.
How old is he?
Late 30s.
Andre Johnson.
He was from the Texans 2 years ago, but.
Do we want him?
No. God, no, we don't want him.
I don't know. Luck was out. Luck was kind of hurt. Oh, look at this. Oh, his picture doesn't even come up.
Yeah.
Andre Lamont Johnson, born July 11th, 1981. 1981, that is a young man. And we're like, he's old, he's done. He is done. Damn, done in this league.
Maybe he's not that bad, actually. he's 6 years older than me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not even. If he was a hockey or baseball player, he'd be in the prime of his career right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
But since he's an NFL wide receiver, it's on the back end.
Yeah. That's crazy to me.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to take a run on him.
I mean,
if not anywhere, he'll end up in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cleveland's got nothing. You got nothing, Cleveland.
Nothing.
Listen to me. Got nothing.
So this is the first. I put a little asterisk next to stuff that needed a video clip. This is one of them.
You want to bring up some video tech?
Yes, this is just search Henrik Lundqvist throws net.
Lundqvist throws net. You know what we also have to look up? Didn't someone else get their throat cut recently?
Yes, recently, yes.
I want to look at that up, too. I want to see that. Comes out of his way.
Now, if you go back, just go back to the All.
Yeah.
And it was that.
This one I hear on ESPN.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Hank. Oh, Hanky Hank.
The story is that he got hurt on a check earlier, and they didn't call a penalty on it, and so the guy was on a rush, and he just kind of said, "Fuck it," and he took the net off the mornings and pushed it away.
Fuck you!
But it was as you'll see, it was a real fuck you moment.
This better be a high. Okay, good. It's highlights. Of course, it's over music. What did he do?
He just pushed it off. He's like, "No, fuck you guys. You don't get to shoot at the."
Good for that is all. Actually, I like that.
Yeah, he got a delay of game penalty.
Yeah, too. You know what? That's I do. I'm kind of okay with that because he's
it for the reason that he validated himself. I'm okay with it because he said he was doing it to get attention of like I got hurt. Why didn't anybody stop it? So
yeah. So he was saying he was hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody did anything. So like they.
He's frustrated because there was no penalty, nothing, and he felt it warranted at least a penalty. Maybe the doctors come check on him. He's like, "What the fuck?"
This was in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah.
So what is that? What happens when he gets a delay of game penalty?
Someone else serves it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So they put someone else in there. Hey, third line guy, go in there and do the thing.
No, it has to be somebody that's on the ice.
Ooh.
It has to be somebody who was on the ice when the penalty occurred.
Okay.
Which is kind of stupid, but.
Yeah, that's makes sense.
Marc-Andre Fleury after the game was called kid shit. He said quote unquote that's kid shit.
That's kid shit?
Yeah, like him throwing a tantrum. I don't know. I think it's worth it because
we'll see.
He got hurt.
It's real easy for Marc-Andre Fleury to talk shit because it didn't happen to him. Like I don't know. I totally understand that.
I get it. I'm in his corner.
Like how often do you see guys waving their arms up and down or I don't know. It's yeah, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense to me. A frustrated Henrik Lundqvist lost his temper, tossed his own goal cage in anger during the Rangers 4-1 loss on Thursday in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, it looks worse because they lost.
Visibly upset after colliding with teammate Ryan McDonough.
McDonough, you're right.
McDonough. Following a Penguin 2-on-1 rush, Lundqvist threw his own net off the moorings on the end of the boards to get a stoppage of play in Pittsburgh and re-entered the zone seconds later, drawing the ire of home fans. The ire.
A boo.
You don't like that. Like anything draws the ire. If like a pitcher, if a pitcher takes too long in the mound, boo.
Yeah, or he throws to first.
If he throws to first, boo. Stop. Yeah, get ready for that again.
Oh yeah.
Shut up.
I'm so excited that it's baseball. Oh.
Shut. Like. All right, hate when people do that. Like I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that. It certainly happened in the past when they keep throwing it back to first. But then I realize, oh, I do it every time. So
we do it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just shut up.
So this is me trying to save segues. You said something about being guilty of.
Yeah.
So this is my big news.
Big news. Breaking news.
They found a knife at O.J. Simpson's household.
That's awesome.
What the fuck?
They just need to get the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department on it to. If Manitowoc County was on that case, they'd have two confessions. They'd have
the murder weapon. What's so specific about that county?
Because you ever watch Making a Murderer on Netflix?
No, I do not.
Watch that shit. Watch Making a Murderer on Netflix, and just have your mind blown by like by the fucking. Oh God, it's like the opposite of Fargo. Like if Fargo had the dumbest criminal. But like, and also the dumbest police department. Like Fargo, at least like Fargo, the Francis McDormand character actually was like a good cop. But it, like, imagine if the Francis McDormand character was just like, oh, I can't explain it to you. I would say watch it and give it 3 episodes.
Okay, so pretend I knew what you were talking about. Go on with your story.
So basically, do you want me to basically tell you what?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Spoiler alert for Making a Murderer.
They make him a murderer.
They basically frame him, it's set up, or it's you're made to believe that he was framed for a murder.
Okay.
Because there was this rape allegation earlier in his life that he was convicted of, and it turns out that according to DNA evidence, he didn't do it, so they released him after he spent, I think, 18 years in prison.
Good God.
So he sued them for $5 million, something like that, some kind of crazy amount of money. And right before he settled the case, this girl went missing the last person she was seen with, or one of the last people that she was seen with, was him. So they're like, oh, he fucking did it.
Murderer.
He made us look like fools on the rape case, so we're going to frame him, tell him there. But, and it's fucking crazy. Crazy. Just the because it really looks like they framed him. Like, it really, really looks like they framed him.
So you're telling me if this police department was in charge of
the OJ case, OJ would have had two, there would have been two confessions. There would have been, yeah. I don't know, man. I think that's kind of, it's kind of funny how that comes out when the People versus OJ.
So Simpson. how did it come out? Like, was it a cop?
Oh my God. This cop found it in 98 and he's just like, I'm keeping this. And then, like, that was it. That was literally 20, it.
Almost 20 years later. I feel bad about this.
Yeah. 20 years later, TMZ's like, Hey, didn't that guy find a knife on the guy that killed the fucking two people's property? Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they? And let's go ask him a couple questions. And he's like, yeah, I found that knife. And like, what the fuck? Like, wouldn't this have been good information to have, like, 4 years ago when we were trying to, or 20 years ago when we were trying the guy? You crazy asshole. Like, who finds a knife on the property of the most high-profile murder suspect?
This isn't interesting at all.
And it's like, yeah, I'll fucking keep this. It's a pretty sweet knife.
This isn't quote unquote paramount to the.
I've been looking for a new knife.
Yeah.
Like, no, you idiot. Like, tell somebody. I don't know.
OJ's like, goddamn, thank God that knife never surfaced.
Well, I guess for whatever reason that you can't. It's like double jeopardy. You can't bring him.
Oh no! I saw the ESPN legal analyst was like, this is a this would be a case of double jeopardy in case anybody is wondering. I'm
the
like
ESPN of course legal it analyst.
Is. Of course, yeah, that one guy they drag out every once in a while who's basically one of their better looking lawyers.
I feel like that's basically, you know, how the Daily Show, they just take any guy, like any one of the dudes that's in their stable.
How they embrace how it's a comic thing.
Yeah. No, they take any person that's in their little stable of comedians and they're like, he's now this expert and let's have him correspond. That's basically what ESPN did. Hey, now you're the fucking
expert. Senior New Orleans expert.
Yeah, senior New Orleans correspondent on the scene here. Like, yeah, Trey, here Drew Brees said
that's probably, I'm sure they fudge it in some sense.
Oh, you think?
Like, what's your graduate degree in?
You think ESPN fudges it in some sense? I think they fudge it in, like, all senses.
Yeah, I was trying to give the benefit of the doubt.
What kind of shit can we start today? How about Tim Tebow? What's he up to? Johnny Manziel.
Where did we see him last? Yeah. Starbucks. Oh, he's getting coffee. He's coming back to the NFL.
And it's interesting that. See him getting coffee in a Cleveland coffee shop. What is that? What's that all about?
Is Manziel on his way out? Look, tune in here. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh, he's breaking out the book.
Speaking of NFL, let's get in the NFL, as we've been doing. The only thing that's not active.
Yeah.
Seems like a thing we should
do. A logical way to go.
Can I just tell you how stupid, like, I hate draft talk right now?
Oh, yeah.
This is
when I'm glad I don't have cable.
Yeah. This is the year I've decided, like, I'm not listening to any draft talk. I don't care. Who's the guy from
Mel Kiper?
No. The guy that everybody's like, hey, we should draft that guy from Florida.
Oh, Hargrave?
Hargrave. Vernon Hargraves. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Tell me, when we draft him, that's when I'll start caring. And that's when I'll start looking at, like,
when that becomes, you know, something more of... Or the people picking 1 through 8 start to solidify who they're picking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can get excited about a guy.
But... Now, see, I understand last year where we had the number one pick and we knew who we were going to get number one. Or, like, yeah. We knew, like, okay...
It's almost like we forgot how to be a draft team.
Yeah. But, no, it's like when you have the number one pick, oh, we can go get anybody. That's fine. We can talk about it and, like, say, who should we use the number one pick on?
True, true.
We have the number what pick?
Nine.
Like, 9 pick? And everyone's like, oh, you're going to get this Hargrave kid. Like, no, you don't fucking know that. Like, you have no, oh, well, my mock draft. I don't give a fuck about your mock draft. Like,
yeah. How many mock drafts had Ryan Leaf going ahead of Peyton Manning?
Yes. Oh, and it doesn't matter because it's like, okay.
It's your mock draft. Congratulations, you're not a GM of a professional football team.
Every single mock draft, every single Mel Kiper, every single draft guru out there is wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's like, shut up. I don't care. Just... tell me who we drafted, and then I'll go and be like, oh, I'm excited about that.
About, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, those guys seem like they'll be good guys for us. But then it's never any guarantee.
The time I start looking at the players' like highlight tapes is when Well, in this case, it would be like whoever just picked seventh is going. And like, oh, who's left? Well, it's between this guy and this guy. I wonder what they look like on film. That's
basically
that's one of the most researchers I do.
Yeah.
I know who was drafted around us because that's who we decided not to get or who we just missed out on, and that's about it. That's how a normal draft goes for me.
Yeah. You're like, oh, we could have got Adrian Peterson. Fuck.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the only reason I know is because he got picked around when then.
Around
that's
that time. It. Yep. Totally.
I just
agree.
Think I'm so disenchanted with the draft itself because
it shouldn't be as big of a deal as it is.
No,
that's the thing. Like, football and the NFL has made it a big deal because they can put it on ESPN. They can have Mel Kiper, and they have people talking about it from the day after the Super Bowl until draft day, which is now what, in May.
It's the NFL's trying to make money. They sold tickets to the combine, right?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh God.
So people really got to go in there and watch athletes wander around in their gym shorts and then do sprints. Really?
That's so absurd.
Why would you pay money for that?
I think it's just like as soon as everybody understands and realizes that, like, oh yeah, most of these people that we're going gaga over, they don't even then, like nothing fucking happens with them, and we could stop paying attention to them. Like,
either that or the ones that it's really important, they're not watching because nobody gives a shit about the offensive lineman's times. But those are the guys going to go in the top 10.
Yeah. I think baseball and hockey have it right. When you know, the only time I ever hear about baseball and hockey drafts is after it's done.
And then during.
Or during, yeah, perhaps. But even then, it's not even on, like, I don't know if it's not even on TV or anything.
No, I just get the updates, like, your team drafted so-and-so. Like, oh,
cool. Yeah, hope he does well for us.
But No, not the NFL. You got to know it's coming up. Like, we're going to be in Chicago this year again. Like,
I think they're going to... They're going to hit a ceiling eventually, the NFL.
Yeah, no, but the thing is the NFL, just like it always does when it hits a ceiling, it just constructs a new one.
Yeah. You know, let's care about something else, like training camp. Like, start televising training camp.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're right. I'm right. I mean, that's going to be the next thing. You're going to be able to watch training camp, like, live 24/7.
Yeah, there's going to be certain dedicated cameras to athletes at training camp. Can you imagine? There's going to be, like, a Jameis Winston cam.
Yeah.
Somebody hired... Literally, just to follow him around.
Or, you know, there's going to be, like, updates of, like, what's happening in training camp. Like, but, like, more in-depth updates. So, like, Jameis Winston threw 6 interceptions in training camp today. What does this mean for his future as a starting quarterback? I'm like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Please, let's not do this. Please.
Yeah, but it sounds like the realistic move for the NFL to make money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, we're in a cramped-ass room here. Even more cramped than usual. Speaking of overreactions to the preseason, and to segue so graciously into baseball, Blake Snell had a pretty rough outing in his first game.
Yes.
And some of the shit that I've seen people, like, say already about him is just like, oh, come on, let's calm down a little
he's
bit.
He's had 2/3 of an inning. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. Hold on a second. Really? Is that true? No, that can't be true.
What's true?
Yeah. Fucking Derek. It's like Doug Martin spotted in Dallas.
Shut up. No.
That's been a big thing this week, sort of with Martin.
I mean, good for him, but no. I don't think we keep him.
No, I don't think so either.
But by the way, both of us were wrong on our last week prediction. That's true.
We were so wrong.
Druin would not be on the team,
and Lightning would be in second. I said the Lightning would still be in second. The Lightning are in first place right now.
Oh yes, let's get to that.
Well, no, I got a couple more NFL blurbs. If you want to throw it out?
Fine.
So yeah, Mario Williams is a free agent.
I was just going to get the record thing out of the way this episode.
What's that?
Like where we list off the Lightning record. That's all. That's fine. No, Mario Williams. What?
Mario Williams. What do you think?
Nick, as the mic falls out of the
microphone.
Honestly, I think he could help, but I think a lot of people could help.
This is another thing I'm starting to kind of hate, the free agent talk. Like, everybody's like, let's go get everybody. All free agents now, right now. It's like, that never works, does it?
No. You know what they say about the team that always wins free agency? They never win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. We've won the. How many off seasons have we won in the past few years? Fuck that.
Yeah, we won the off season with Anthony Collins. Remember how well that worked out?
And I think, I think that the hitch here is that like the organization's like, look, Doug, you're really not worth that much in terms of like what you've done over the past 4 years. You've been kind of up and down.
Yeah, you came off on a high note, but you got to remember you had some pretty low notes.
Yeah, and he's thinking, hey, you know what? I'm rookie.
I'm hot shit.
I need my, you know, pay me my money.
Yeah,
pay me my fucking money, yo. That's not how he talks, but I mean,
no,
that was really racist, actually. What the fuck that was. I don't know. I think he's the man wants his money. I don't think the organization's gonna give that. I don't personally care. I'm right down the middle. If we sign him, good. If we don't, I'm not really too torn up.
If this was,
but there's some out there.
If this was the end of Mike Evans' contract, I would worry. This is a wide receiver. It's a very important position. And I'm not saying Doug Martin isn't a very good running back, but running back is a devalued position in the modern-day NFL.
It's crazy how devalued it's been in, like, the last 5 years.
You know, it's the only team that running backs matter to is your fantasy team.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. Yeah, yep. That's, you said, I couldn't have said it better myself. Son of a bitch.
And he might be going to Dallas because they've got the most money to toss around.
Yeah, and they're fucking stupid. They're like, yeah, he's a big name. Get him.
Introducing Doug Martin.
Yeehaw!
Look how big he looks on the... Yeah, we're going to patent Muscle Hamster. I don't like that name. Yeah, too bad.
What was his name last year?
Doug or not.
I like that name. Well, I hope we get him. That'd be nice to
get
him.
No, you know what? He's going to go to Dallas and they're going to call him the Big D.
The Big D for Doug. Yeah. No, he's like, no, it's Dick. No, it's shut up, Doug. It's Doug.
Shut up, Dick Doug.
Dick Doug. And he's like, oh, that's your new name now.
Dick Doug.
Me. Me.
Exactly.
Roddy White, man, I feel like that's a foregone conclusion.
That he's going to come here?
Yeah, he'll be here.
Oh, God. Do we need that, though?
I don't know if we need it or not, but he's going to be here.
I just don't want that.
It doesn't matter what you want.
Yeah, of course not. I'm a fan.
Yeah, Dirk Cutter's like, hey, we need that guy.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Smith.
We're going to be the Falconeers pretty real soon.
At least that sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. But that's what we're going to be.
Hey, they were a constant winning record team. I'm happy with that.
They were.
Realistically, anybody listening to this podcast right now would not be happy with 9-7.
I'd be happy with 9-7.
I would be elated.
I would have to eat my hat for 9-7.
Yep. Still. No. You said that they go 8-8. So if they go above, you don't have to eat your hat.
Yeah. No, I'll say above 8 wins. I'll still eat my hat if it's above 8 wins.
You're gonna have to go get like a hat made of something.
Oh, you kidding me? I got a bunch of hats.
You can eat. Yo, just deep fry straw hat.
I got a hat that I've been marinating in head salt for the last 5-10 years.
All those fibers going away.
Yeah, they're all salty. It's gonna be delicious. I boil that hat up. And...
You've made that bet before, haven't you? You've just waited to come to fruition.
Yeah.
So secretly, fans, Kyle is very confident that this team is going to win 8 wins. I'm going to
teriyaki glaze.
He wanted that hat.
I'm going to marinate that son of a bitch in the freezer so like it freezes the juices inside of the hat. I'm going to boil it. I'm going to broil it so it's like a nice crispy outer shell.
I'm saying if you broil, you're going to lose all the flavor.
Yeah, you're right. Just, you know what I did? You know what I did Tuesday? Tuesday? I made this. It's called honey garlic chicken. You put it in the slow cooker with like it's like you put it in the slow cooker with soy sauce, garlic, and honey. So that it's like half cup of soy sauce, half cup of honey, 3 cloves of garlic.
That sounds amazing.
You put it in the slow cooker for 4 hours on high to cook the chicken. Then you take the chicken out and you broil it for a good 5 minutes. And by that time, so like all the honey and everything is on the top of it. And it comes out, like, the skin comes out real crispy, and the inside is real tender and juicy. Oh, God, that's the best chicken ever.
It's funny you got crispy out of a crock pot.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, you broil it, and then you take it out and broil it in the oven. Yeah, that makes sense. You put it out in the broil, and then you get, so it's crispy on top, juicy in the middle. Oh, God, I'm doing it like that all the time.
So, in conclusion, we're not going to have Doug Martin.
We're not going to have Doug Martin. and we are going to have Ronnie White. And apparently they want Chris Conte and Sterling Moore to come back, which
no.
is a good thing. No. Why not?
I'm fine with Conte, not Sterling Moore.
Sterling Moore was actually the best corner on our team last year.
That's a problem.
I guess it's a problem, but ideally we're going to draft a guy, and then we'll have Sterling Moore, and then...
Werner.
You're still good, right?
Banks.
You guys?
Somebody pan out.
Yeah. Somebody cover a wide receiver, for God's sakes.
Fuck.
Anyways. Yeah, I'm ready to move on.
Maybe we get Andre Johnson.
No. It's good. I don't think we need to.
Andre Johnson's going to end up on the Patriots. You watch.
I said this last year, too. I'm okay with not winning free agency again. Let's go and draft
people. No! I think it should be a goal not to win, you know, free agency. It seems to me that the teams that win the Super Bowls are the ones that do the one or two very concise, smart moves,
yeah.
And then I stay quiet for the rest of free agency.
I'd say our needs are running back.
Secondary.
Secondary
and defensive line.
Defensive line, offensive line.
Yeah, we do need some depth.
Safety. We just need everything. We need everything. Wide receiver?
Nah. Well, we do need a third.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that's a draft. That's a draft position. You can fill these third, fourth wide receivers in the fourth or fifth round with a speed guy.
I'd be interested to see like how far the team falls under Cutter, if they fall at all, you know?
I don't see them falling, because unlike having a new coach, the one difference is there is continuity in the fact that they ran Cutter's offense last year.
Yeah, and you have the quarterback. You got the guy at quarterback.
So, yes, it's a new head coach, but it's not like it's a new system. So this is a new coach with a caveat.
Super Bowl.
No. No, but I don't think we do worse than we did this year.
Okay. I disagree, but...
I'm maintaining...
You don't think we do worse?
No, I think we have at least... I think our over-under 6.5.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'll be optimistic. 6.5 sounds good to me.
Yeah. You gotta remember, it's just like last week, you know. Three... Or hitting 250 doesn't sound great, but someone hitting 255? Yeah, that's doable.
Okay.
So I think 7-9 is definitely within our realm of grasps. I think we were going to be a decent team. I think we don't finish, but I think we're going to be a decent team.
I agree. I think we'll be...
We're going to be in the playoff race until at least week 12.
No.
As a wild card? Yeah.
No. No.
Think about that. That's five more games left. Nah. We were in that discussion this year.
I don't know. I don't like all the coaching turnover. I don't see it.
Lovie Smith's the only one on the left.
If Jameis does better this year,
there's no implication that shows he shouldn't.
I guess you're right. Plus, he's got
the only difference is you're being the realist here, and I'm being the optimistic person.
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see it.
Your tinted glasses have been more bloodstained than mine.
God, because I'm so sick and tired of it, and I have no reason to believe that's going to stop.
Yeah,
all this bullshit. Yeah.
You know what makes me a little more naive?
What's that?
I drink more of the Lightning Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Lightning, let's take a quick break.
Ooh.
And we'll talk Rays and Lightning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're back. And we sound better.
Ooh. How did we do that?
Well, turns out Kyle forgot to switch the inputs on the computer, so it turns out that we were recording from the laptop the whole time.
So I really didn't need this microphone.
No, didn't. But hey. On the bright,
it was good practice.
Yeah, I guess. Fucking idiot, Kyle.
So what do you want to dive into first, hockey or baseball?
Baseball.
Okay, baseball. I have two things. We talked about Blake Snell a little bit. Sorry. Doggies. But Blake Snell had a 98-mile-hour fastball in a bullpen session, and apparently that's all Kevin Cash could talk about.
Yeah. He looks good. Looks really good.
He looks impressive. He
could be the guy of the future.
I think he might be our somewhat of our future. I don't know. It's hard to say future because we literally have one game and a couple bullpen outings to decide that off of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to take time for him to become a good, like a, you know, where did Blake Snell come from? Now that I think about it.
Well, I have his minor league numbers from last year.
Blake Snell.
So, just to say this much, Blake Snell must have been
a skyrocketing prospect because he spent time in the lower A's, high A's, double A, and triple A last season.
Yeah,
all in one season, he spent time in every level.
Yeah, so he's like he rises high.
Either that or he's very raw.
Well, both of those things. I mean, he's working out pitches. I think the reason for his bad start was because he was working on a changeup.
Yeah.
So he's
they did say his home run was on off speed pitch that was left over the plate.
Wait, his home run? Oh, the home run that he gave up.
He gave up.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about any of that.
No, I don't give a shit. It's spring training.
He looks great, and they're pretty high on him. They've already tried to sign him to an extension.
No, they're trying a Longo deal.
Yeah, they're trying a Longo. They're trying to get him in the Longo deal. Which, speaking of extension, I guess Boxberger, Kevin Kiermaier, Jake Odorizzi, they all renewed and they signed their arbitration contracts,
whoa,
so they'll be back. Woo for them. And Odorizzi looked pretty good the other day. And I think he did.
Did McGee start?
I think he did two innings. Did Odorizzi. And he looked good. Archer looked like Archer.
Oh, I'm not. It's a big thing because it's finally baseball back, but it's not really a big thing because they're going out for two innings, and whether they get bombed or look amazing, they're only going out for two innings.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question then. How do you feel about Drew Smyly this year?
I think he's slowly developing into a expendable pitcher.
You're not worried about him?
No.
I'm
worried about him at all.
I think he's a good pitcher. And I think last year I was happy to hear that he declined to do the surgery, thus preventing a late return this year.
Mm-hmm.
So like what he'd be like eyeing like an August return this year.
So it's like a Cobb thing.
It's like a Cobb thing. But, you know, for those not familiar with the story, Drew Smyly had issues with his shoulder. They thought it was some kind of a ligament tear that would require surgery. Apparently, he declined the surgery and just said, hey, let's just go through the normal rehab schedule and come back. He came back. He was good. I mean, he did well when he came back. But now, you know, I don't – maybe it's fucked up to say because – you know, you don't want to wish injury upon anybody. You want to, like, go out there predicting injury.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's just like a ticking time bomb.
I agree.
How many pitches are on that shoulder this year? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
It worries me. I don't know. But this is also me being stupid. I don't know anything about recovering from that sort of an injury. So I might be totally wrong here on this, but I feel like...
No, but okay, if you're on a long road trip and you one of your tires says... low tire pressure, and then it goes away.
And you just
you're gonna worry about that fucking tire the whole trip.
Yeah, or you throw Fix-A-Flat in the tire.
Yeah,
and you're like, we're good.
No,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Compared to along the lines of he didn't get what was required out of him to make it permanently better.
No, I'll make an even better analogy than Fix-A-Flat. Okay, so you have a nail in your tire, and then you go and put a plug, and until you take one of those plugs, put a plug in the tire, and they work. I mean, I've had several of my tires plugged. I have a tire plugged right now, but there's always that in the back of your mind, like, is that plug going to hold? What's going to happen? I mean, was my tire going to go flat? Never has gone flat with a plug, but it's still something that weighs on your mind. Like,
And you don't want that tire to pop on your way to the World Series.
What's going
to
happen? Andrew Katzman, he says, he's in the chat room, he says, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I guess because Mark Tompkin insisted that Smyly had surgery. The recovery on labrum injuries, he says, is very tough, and oftentimes the pitcher is never the same. Mm.
That's why I think we should be dealing him.
I don't know if we deal him. I don't think we can afford to deal him. I don't think Blake Snell's certainly not there. I mean,
no,
Blake Snell is at least, you know, we'd be lucky to see him as a roster expansion guy this year. You know, if
when
he does
the
well,
time comes on, yeah.
If he does well, I mean, he'd be a roster expansion kind of guy.
Or if we get severely injured.
Yeah. When you're talking about getting rid of Smyly, I think that kind of just that kind of starts to tighten up your starting pitching. I don't think that we want to do that.
It does dip into our depth a little bit. But,
you know, it's going to be this year. It's going to be Smiley's going to have like a count. There's going to be a certain point.
That's why I say move him, because if I would just rather not deal with it, I would rather get less value for him now and then have him go break on somebody else.
No, I don't know. I want to believe in him. I want to believe that he's recovered. I hope that he is. He seems to say he is. I guess he would.
I mean, from all accounts, from everybody who needs to be saying anything about him, they say he looks just as good as 100%.
Yeah. I guess he went through some kind
of... But I've been lied to before.
So have I, yeah. he's gone through some kind of off-season throwing regimen where he, you know, he's... I don't know what he's done something that's...
Yeah, it's called throwing harder.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Interesting. That. Yeah.
Clearly, all you got to do is just throw harder. That's the important part.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I don't know how much of a concern it'll be. I guess if we have one of those moments where... you know, he starts giving up a bunch of runs, and he looks really uncomfortable. Then Jim Hickey comes out there, and he's like, "Nah, I'm good." Then he gives up a bunch more. He gives up more.
Clearly doesn't get it.
And then we're like, "Fuck!" And then all of a sudden he gets taken out. And then all of a sudden it's like, "Okay,
we don't see him."
Yeah, and then we don't see him for another year and a half.
Oh yeah, I was about to say at least a season.
Yeah, I don't know. Andrew's in the chat. Andrew Katzman. A Katzman 83 makes a good point. He says if he wasn't 100%, the Rays would have him sitting there so conservative that he's out there healthy.
Yes, but so one can be 100% and still be a risk.
No, but he's got a point. Ron Porterfield, the head athletic trainer for the Rays, he is very. I hear Steve Carney say all the time their philosophy is wait till the guy is 100% and then wait another day.
Yes, but that doesn't change the fact that he's going to be accident prone. Like nobody hurts something. And it go back to 100%. It's never back to 100%. And he now has a default injury that his body has dealt with and then recovered from.
I wonder. I don't know. It's just speculating. I just feel like when it's one of those things where if everybody was saying, have the surgery, do the surgery, do the surgery, he's like, nah, fuck it. This guy says I don't need the surgery.
Well, because it's money out of his pocket.
Yeah. To me, it says, he probably should have had the surgery. Last year, I was all for it. Last year, I was like, oh, good. He's going to come back and have another arm. Maybe we can make the playoffs. This year, I'm like, he probably should have just had the surgery.
Because he was just borrowing playing time from this season.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish him well. I hope he does good. I, for our sakes.
It's not that I'm becoming disenchanted with him or anything. It's just somebody who gets hurt always worries me in a professional sport.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Cadillac Williams.
Well, especially this kind of.
But he just got hurt all the time. Right.
Now
he
there's
scares
that stigma.
Me.
There's that stigma. And
he's,
I'm like,
he's the guy who gets hurt.
When your running back suffers an ACL injury.
Can he cut anymore? Does he have that spring loaded? Yeah, no.
Is he ever going to be the same?
Exactly. It's in the same way in as sad as I am to admit this, it's the same way in pitchers with their shoulders.
Yeah. Shoulders and their
shoulders, wrists, elbows, like
head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Yeah.
Knees and toes. Obama.
Yes.
Obama's going to be with the Rays.
He's going to be the first sitting U.S. president to go to Cuba in like 50 years.
Yeah, presidential tip. I think, is Michelle going to go with him?
I don't know. But I'll say this much. It's going to be cool because we're going to have Obama wearing a Rays cap. Everybody get ready for it. Obama's going to be wearing a Rays cap.
Unless he totally fucks us and like...
He's not going to wear... What is he going to do? Wear a Washington Nationals hat?
No, he's going to wear the fucking...
Cubs hat?
He's going to wear the goddamn...
White Sox?
The Cuban national team.
No, he's not.
He's going to wear the Cuban national
team. Bullshit. He has to represent America.
No. I think he's gonna wear the... Yeah, if he did anything else.
If he does anything other than support the Rays, it's going to be a bad look for him.
You're right. Yeah. Good, good. Obama in a Rays hat. Obama's a Rays fan. Baseball belongs to Tampa. Suck my dick.
As my last presidential decree, I'm going to go ahead and say... We get a new stadium in Tampa.
Can I buy that hat somehow? Like, can I buy that Obama hat, Obama Rays hat, and, like, this is the hat that Obama wore?
Are you going to use it for, like, a voodoo ritual?
No, I'm just going to be like, Obama wore this hat. We're a legitimate team in Tampa. I'll use it as leverage to keep the Rays in St. Pete somehow.
Oh, by the way, my wife is now officially busier than Obama because he gets to go on a vacation to Cuba and she can't.
Oh, well. Is your wife getting her tickets this year?
Yes.
How many tickets?
She's not doing the whole plan.
Well, that's
I think
okay.
She's doing more along the lines of like the 20-game pack right. thing that you did.
All right.
It's like a quarter season.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a quarter season.
The Chris Archer deal. The, 20,
something like
the
that.
The 22-pack. That thing is good. It's a good deal. It's a lot of good
Look,
games.
Nobody can fault the Rays for trying their best to make this dump.
No.
Really?
I think I wholeheartedly believe that they are not. They And despite what you may see out in public, you know, I'm sure that they're doing the usual to campaign, but I think that they could, there is more that can be done. And I think that they look at it as like, you know, we don't really need to be doing that well, so we can have a little bit more of an argument to say, hey, we need to get the fuck out of St. Pete and go to where we think we should be.
Mm.
You know, if the Rays are doing well in St. Pete, that gives the city council of St. Pete, and that gives us more leverage to say, hey, you guys should just stay here and build a stadium.
It's clearly working.
Yeah, it's working.
No, you're right.
Just do. Remember when they rebuilt our middle school, and they just like they built a new school in the parking lot of the old school.
Oh, the next door. Yeah, literally.
And then they tore the old school down. That's what I think. You know, they could do that with Tropicana Field, but the Rays. No, please. I think a small part of the Rays is just like, maybe don't
tank for Tampa.
Yeah, tank a little bit. You know, make it look like we're making an effort. But
start it right now. Hashtag tank for Tampa.
Yeah, tank for Tampa. I think that's what they're going for.
Well, I mean, God knows. Look, whatever way you want to shape this stadium argument, the Tampa Bay Rays will not leave St. Petersburg if they win a World Series there.
Oh, yeah. See, look, Katzman, he puts it perfectly. He says in quotes, let's do what we can, or let's do what we cannot do to make the ballpark experience great. And he's right. I mean,
let's keep that field shitty.
Yeah. Make it look like a patchwork field. I mean,
replace the lights from last season that went out.
You see AstroTurf and field turf that looks immaculate. It looks perfect. It's got the
Don't tell me it can't be done because I've seen it.
It absolutely can be done. Yes. We can have those little pretty lines that extend into the outfield. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can definitely have that, but we don't. Why is that? I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't want that.
I don't know. Would you go ahead and buy a $2,000 refrigerator for a house you're about to sell?
That's true. That's
or would
true.
You just keep the thing that spits out brown ice?
What you do is you knock down a couple of walls, and say, "Hey, we added a fucking porch here."
Exactly. Yeah.
And what else do you want? Look at us trying. You know,
isn't that a restaurant? No. It's a porch. Yeah. We got porches.
It's a porch. It's a 360-degree thing.
It's, St. Petersburg. We're a porch land.
You can look, but there's still that big ugly wall there. Why didn't they take that ugly wall down?
Either that or put mirror windows in it. Make it big.
Oh, God,
big,
that would have been beautiful.
Could you imagine the bar back being glass?
The bar back being glass would have been great. And then cutting out some fucking windows somewhere. You mean to tell me we can't cut out windows and let some natural light through?
That's what I want to know. Is like, why haven't we addressed the roof yet? Like, can't we make that somehow a convertible for like hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars?
I think there was a city councilman that actually said something like that. Like, we need to talk about, let's talk about this roof. I mean, can't we make this a roof similar to that of the Sun Dome? So what the Sun Dome is, it's similar to what
Texans Stadium is?
The Metro Dome. The Metro Dome and the old Metro Dome. So what it is, it's a positive air pressure dome. So there's a seal on the inside that keeps the dome up, and it's an air seal. So the air pressure stays the same to keep the dome up. That Sun Dome does it. All kinds of teams.
Yeah, yeah,
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not do something like that?
It's a cheap way of air conditioning not outside.
Yeah. Plus, maybe it'll make the balls fly a little bit more since there's some kind of a negative pressure.
Oh,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know. Here's my question.
Why haven't we done any of this though? Like none of this has been addressed. We've literally just kept a shitty field
because they don't want to play in that field. I mean, they've already resigned the fact that like, okay, it's an ugly stadium and you know, it's nothing could be done about it.
The thing is, do I feel like giving it a facelift would fix the parking? No. Would it fix the location? No. But it would fix some aspects of it. Like when you walk into Tropicana Field, you feel like, oh, they cleared off the event space to play a baseball game.
Yeah, I graduated here. Now we're playing baseball here.
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
It was like an expo hall that they're like, oh, we can play baseball here. It's tall enough, right?
Yeah.
What about those beams? Yeah, don't worry about it.
You're exactly right. I mean, do I think that making the field look pretty is going to bring in an extra 12,000 fans?
Oh, God, no.
No, but I think it's little things like that that keep them away. So, like, Mr. Northeastern Yankee guy.
Yeah, he's going to tear that apart.
Yeah, he's like, oh, look at this field. It looks like shit. You know, mm-hmm. It's a dump.
And he's absolutely right.
Yeah, he's right. It's a dump in terms of when compared to Yankee Stadium. But I've never sat in the trop and have been wanting for anything.
Yeah, and I've never sat in the trop and thought to myself, man, I'm so uncomfortable with how crappy... No,
yeah,
I'm actually pretty comfortable right now.
I've never thought, oh, man, if we only had this, it would be the perfect experience. I'm like, not really, you know?
No one ever complains about the movie theater light or air conditioning.
Yeah, and don't tell me you want it to be outside, because go fuck yourself. Because
that won't work here.
It's so shitty outside that it's like, no.
See, everybody always, you know, these are opinions coming from people who don't live here.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
From Northeastern people,
It's hot to an extent that not only will the players be uncomfortable, you're going to drive away fans because you're going to sit and broil in your seat. It's not going to be worth it.
And then the argument, but well, it's too hot to go to the games.
Exactly. It's too hot to go to the games. Or it's raining, which, you know, guys, it's Florida. It rains a lot. That's the one problem we don't have in Tropicana right now, is the fact that there's no rain delays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's resign ourselves to the fact that St. Pete is going to lose the stadium. I think that's just a foregone conclusion. We're
I think they'd be okay with that. But what they're not okay with is being stuck with the stadium and not a team.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the worst case scenario. But I mean,
seriously, what are you gonna do? Give it to Rowdies?
Well, I want
to. I mean, I know we joked about that, but
no. I think there's like a legitimate redevelopment to be had there. I mean, that's a booming area. There's
of course, it's just not a stadium.
No, but like, I mean, I live literally in the shadow. I've said this before. I live in the shadow of the stadium. I can walk 2 blocks to the stadium.
If there were a window in this room, we could see it.
Yeah,
right now.
And it'd be huge. But the thing is like when you look around where we're at right now. I look to my left and I see a massive development going up. I look to my right, I see a massive development going up. I look to, you know, everywhere, like there's cranes around downtown St. Pete, and I hear big dog Steve Dumek say all the time, well, the people aren't going to go. There's the same people that are there now are going to be there 10 years from now, but that's not the case. I mean, there's more.
No, it's going to be a bunch of new people.
Yeah, there's more people moving down there. They're not building these fucking condos and these massive. Yeah,
they're not building it for the pre-existing population. They're trying to bring in a new one.
They're bringing people down here. There's a shit ton of people coming down here.
And they're also marketing towards a younger population.
However, I see the argument why they might not be viable. So whatever. I mean, what have you? I want to segue into something here. I'm trying to get to something.
Okay.
Because that same big dog has said for years that Ybor City is the place to be. It's the place to go. That's where it's going to be. And
no.
I thought he was full of shit. So I got a map here, and I want to show you this. So I've got the map of Tampa. We're looking at Tampa Bay, specifically the Channel Side area, and we're looking at McKay Bay, the Hillsborough River, or I'm sorry, the Ybor Turning Basin, which is called the Sparkman Channel. And so, Nick, I'll show you.
Okay.
So here's Amalie Arena right here, right?
Yep.
So all of this right here. This side of the Solomon Expressway, and this is sort of a visual thing.
Yeah.
But we're looking basically from the two channels that surround Amalie Arena. That's basically Vinnick land. All of this here.
Yeah, he owns most of that.
This is Vinnick.
Or most of what's valuable.
Yeah. This is going to be his little bread and butter place. He's got all the parking down here.
Yes, and he shows that he doesn't want any hockey or baseball on his turf.
He's got all that shit down here. So dogs for watching dogs. but on the other side of that channel, you got the Ybor channel. When you go to the other side of it, look at all this space here. Look at all this green space, all this warehouse space. You got IKEA, you got a couple of warehouses, but if you've ever been down there, It's kind of desolate. There's kind of not a whole lot
going on, and there's a lot of buildings that are just not in use anymore.
Right, and from what I've heard from basically what Steve Carney has said that is zoned properly for a sports arena, a sports stadium. I mean, if you could have on this side, you got Vinnick land, on this side you've got the Rays Stadium. That'd be a nice little area. I mean, you got the Selman Expressway that dumps here. You've got I-275 that passes here. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's
Tampa's
right in downtown
definitely better
Tampa.
Than St. Petersburg at traffic flow.
And it's certainly it's not hard to get to, especially when if you go Selman Expressway all the way to to this to. I'm sorry. You take Gandhi to the expressway.
Oh, it was Gandhi the expressway. Then take the expressway. You off of whether you're going to Emily Arena or the future side of the Tampa Bay.
You're
race.
Right there, and it would bring more traffic onto the expressway. So that's more tax money going to the city of Tampa.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
You know,
to me.
You'd lose out on is the St. Pete populace, but they're not coming in the first place.
They're not
so
coming in the first
matter?
Place. Yeah. So you're going to get that you're still going to get that 9,000 people that have lived in St. Pete, like people like me. I'm still going to make that trip.
I mean, honestly, to me, as somebody who lives in Clearwater, that's no difference. Literally, it's a difference between going south and north.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what that means? That means now, instead of showing up for the first pitch, I'm showing up for the second inning. Oh, boy. Oh, no. You know? No, I'm no
you know,
big deal.
I realize that's definitely a very Florida thing.
Yeah. It is. Oh, no, yeah, that's even for Raymond James, come kickoff
time. For fucking
time.
Hockey games, you see people coming in the middle of the first period.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to really piss me off.
It's really a Tampa thing.
I think it's an infrastructure thing.
Maybe.
We don't have the... We don't have the public transportation, and you have to park far away. Like, I went to a Lightning game, and I thought we got there okay. Like, I parked 10 minutes before the game started. And I got in halfway through the first, like fucking what the fuck?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I'm going to Sarasota tomorrow. Watch the Rays play Baltimore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? When the Rays play the Phillies.
In Clearwater.
I think I can get us some good tickets.
Good. You can come spend the night in my place.
Some good free tickets and like some good.
Oh, of course.
I know the guy that does, my guy, the dude, he does security there. I think I can get us some parking passes.
Let's go
tickets.
Do that.
I'm going to do that, yeah. Mm. Love going to spring games. Love it.
It kind of gets you ramped up for baseball.
Yeah, it does. Pretty excited. So that was good. I like to, you know, I think for all the bullshit that Steve Dumeag talks about Ybor City, I think it does make sense if it's in that kind, if it's in that like around IKEA down there, right in that area. I don't think you throw it smack in the middle of Ybor because that's a big fucking mistake. I mean, look at that. That's you don't want to be there. You want to be like down here where the expressway gets out. You want to be like somewhere up in here.
And we can just commandeer IKEA.
You just commandeer IKEA. Nobody wants your fucking cheap.
What would you do
furniture.
Is take out the middle floor and they'll play in that stadium.
We use IKEA to like, exactly. We use their furniture to build a stadium.
Grandstands are called the Kriftgarks.
The Kriftgarks. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, your seat comes with instructions and you have to assemble it
you
with an Allen wrench.
Yeah.
But it comes with a beer. So.
Yeah, it comes with a beer. You can't complain. Yeah.
That way, instead of poutine, we sell meatballs.
Ooh, speaking of poutine, where did I have
By the way, I got food poisoning.
From poutine?
From Emily Arena.
Oh.
Like, I had the chicken bacon ranch poutine, and the next day I missed work because I was fucking vomiting my eyes out.
Shots fired. Get your shit together.
Like,
Tampa
what
Bay.
The fuck?
What did I have the other day? Oh, this is what I did. The other day, it was so good. I had a baked potato. Actually bake it in the oven, and I put cheese. I dress it up just like you would a loaded baked potato, and then I poured brown gravy all over it. It was so fucking good.
Yeah, you're Canadian.
So good. Mm. Oh God, couldn't believe how good it was. Like the cheese and the gravy and the sour cream.
Good Lord, can you tell we're hungry?
Great googly moogly.
But I'll say this much. It's a perfect transition since we're talking about poutine to talk about hockey.
8 in a row. We are approaching a franchise record.
This is the second time in team history we've won 8 games in a row.
What a strange season this is.
We're streaky as shit.
Yeah. It's but
7-game winning streak. 7-game losing streak. 8-game winning streak. I don't know what team this is anymore.
Yeah, I said this on Twitter. I'm like, okay, like there's moments this season where I'm like, fuck yeah. Stanley Cup. We're going to win the Stanley Cup, and then there's moments I'm like...
We've said on this podcast, we'll be lucky if we'll get in the playoffs.
Yeah, we're lucky to get to make the playoffs. Unbelievable. But I think we've made it there on a couple of things, namely Ben Bishop, I think, number one.
He's playing out of his goddamn mind.
Out of his mind.
So this comes to the time in the podcast where I said we were going to do it from now to the end of the season, and I'm going to continue it. The Lightning's record is now 38-22-4 for 80 points, tied for first in the Atlantic with the Florida Panthers at 80 points.
Ooh, beautiful.
Guys, that's awesome. I can't think of a more streaky team, but we seem to be getting hot at the appropriate times.
Oh God! Right in the middle of all, you know, those wins are huge wins against the Bruins, the Devils, the Penguins.
Guys, people we're fighting against in our own division to get to those are big wins.
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The even the Maple Leafs, that win. I mean, that was just a you know, you go anytime you go into Toronto. That sound fuck that. That's so.
It's not a very meaningful win on the score sheet or on the score sheet, but it's a very impressive win when it comes to the knocking down the Stamkos trade rumors.
I had to stop myself from saying some hacky bullshit
about Toronto.
Yeah, well, from saying anytime you go into Toronto, you know it's gonna be a tough game.
Oh yeah, no, not this time. You know they pulled up five minors to that have never.
Yes,
played.
I did. I saw that. Yeah,
five minor leaguers that have never played in the NHL before
and
to play us.
For some reason, their fans are like, "Oh yeah, we got Babcock. We're definitely gonna get Stamkos."
It's Babcock will be lucky if he keeps his job.
You know, now I think he resigns Stamkos. I'm getting a little bit more hopeful because
I think he does
the no trade thing for Yzerman to come right out and say. Yeah, we're not going to trade him. And then for Jeff Finnick to say multiple times, "Yeah, I think we're going to get the deal done." I think that's going to be the deal.
Yeah, but do you really want your GM or VP of anything coming out and saying, "No, I don't think we have a good chance of"?
No, you're right. I mean, you're exactly right. But
seriously,
and
next year when people say, "Like you said, we thought he was going to sign," well, we thought wrong.
You're right.
It's a statement that calms down the public, but really, he's not being held to anything.
No, he's not.
But I will say this much: Yzerman stuck to his guns. He didn't
trade
Drouin.
Okay, yes, we didn't have to talk about this.
He didn't trade Drouin because there wasn't a deal out there that made the Tampa Bay Lightning better today. Which I know there's probably a good portion of Tampa Bay fans out there that are unhappy with the fact that Drouin is still on this team. But if we weren't going to get the necessary value out of him at this trade deadline, which we weren't.
No.
Because clearly we didn't make the trade. We didn't get what we were asking for.
Right.
Wouldn't it be more valuable to us to keep him on staff and have him be an individual we know, if need be, can come in and play and know our system? Seriously, as much of a bullshit, annoying process this is right now, if two of our top nine forwards went down and he started to play ball, he'd be on the playoff roster, and you know that.
Yeah, he's got to start playing at some point, right? Again,
I think. Well, to this point, the only person that looks really the only person in this whole conversation that can't really recover his image is his agent, because Drouin's agent is the one who put him in this situation.
I've heard though it's less his agent, it's more of his parents. Yeah.
But the thing is he's making a mistake by listening to outside sources. I don't care how young you are.
Yeah,
you are
true.
The athlete. You are the talent. You're the one who's making the money. You need to start listening to how you want to do things.
It's true.
So, look, and right after the 29th, right after the trade deadline, Steve Yzerman has come out and said, Drouin can come back and play. He's only suspended. He's not off the team.
Right. Door's still open.
If Drouin takes a big swig of that. Well, not swigs.
Big bite of humble pie.
There you go. Thank you. Because there's no liquid humbleness out there.
Big swig of liquid humble
pie.
Big old swig of that.
That didn't work.
Yeah, a spoonful of honey. Something.
Anywho.
Come on.
But the door's still open for Drouin to come back and play on a team that has a decent chance to win the Stanley Cup. Like,
That'd make my heart warm if he did come back. I'd welcome him back. I mean, I know he's been a bit of a
just
baby.
Just apologize. Look. You have a fan base sitting here waiting for somebody to finally apologize for disrespecting us.
Yeah.
Because we have a bunch of people who just leave. Like Stamkos made us think we weren't fucking worthwhile. And then he goes and plays in a hotbed of hockey in New York.
St. Louis?
St. Louis.
Yeah, sorry.
I misspoke.
Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, we get to have all these people that come and shun us after being important to us. Drouin was, you remember 2 years ago, Drouin was highly coveted. He was the Connor McDavid of his draft.
Right.
And
other than
his attitude, I don't see too much wrong with him. He's just he's underdeveloped.
No. And you know what? It's kind of a thing where we've taken the dice, shaken him up, and throw him on the table. I mean, we had a chance. I'm sure Yzerman had a chance to to get some players in exchange for Drew. And now it wasn't exactly what he wanted. But here's the situation that we're in. He doesn't make the trade. Okay. So now we have Drew. So hopefully he comes back and plays. I mean, if he's smart and if he obviously wants to be out of here, he wants to show other teams that he's good.
And the only way you can do that is being on the ice.
Is by being on the ice.
So, and I know playing in the AHL is not something he wants to do, but that's where we're offering him ice time.
But the flip side of that coin, the reason why he's in this situation in the first place is that when he has been on the ice, at least in the majors, he hasn't really shown a whole lot. He's shown some flashes.
He's been proven to be streaky.
So, I mean, he could just end up being a bust, and then that's bad for Yzerman. It'll come back and say, look, Stevie, you had a chance to trade this guy for so many players, and you didn't pull the trigger
or draft something
to help our future, and now you just have a bust on your hands, and that's all on you. I don't know
Steve Yzerman has yet to show us that he's capable of that bad of a decision. So
right.
Until he burns us, I'm going to trust him.
I like what he's done so far. I mean, I think he's handled this well. Yeah. All things
considered. Tell you what, though, this next season is going to be Steve Yzerman's biggest task as a GM, because he's got a lot of people to try and retain.
Look,
and not a whole hell of a lot of money to do it.
And I'll add to it that he's done. There's been a lot of things that have happened under Yzerman's watch that if we weren't winning, they would be bad things. But since we are winning, he gets a pass for them.
Look, that's how the Patriots fucking operate.
It's true. It's true.
Nobody gives a shit once you win Super Bowls.
No, listen, look, I'm putting my hands up here because I know you're right, because it's like, you know, nobody cares as long as you're winning. So, I mean, he's still doing the right things because we're still winning. As soon as we start losing, that's when it becomes looked at as a bad thing. But, I mean,
well, look at John Gruden. Look, everybody loved him. Until we weren't making the playoffs anymore.
Right.
You know, I hate to keep bringing it back to football, but that's home to us.
Football.
But
plus the quality was shitty.
I'll say this much. If as much as we love Steve Yzerman right now, if he manages to mess up Stamkos, Nemestikov, or Kucherov, and Palat, and all these other people we need to re-sign and retain, if he messes up on enough of them and our play starts to take a nosedive, he could easily find himself on the other side of this fan choice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this to death. I mean, we did this last podcast where we talked about, like, who's going, who's staying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can listen to that and kind of hear our
opinion. Oh, yeah, don't want to dip back into it, but he could easily become not so popular.
Right. And it's very, he's got some huge decisions to make because we're not – the team that we have now is not the team we're going to have 2 years from now, three years from now.
Nope.
No,
not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't mean we're not going to be competitive. It's up to
him. No, it's just going to be different faces.
Yeah, different faces, different places. Yeah, I agree.
Different strokes for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks. All right, we got the Hurricanes, Flyers, Bruins, Blue Jackets, Maple Leafs, Stars, Coyotes, and Red Wings.
Those next two, between Hurricanes and the Flyers, I mean, I understand that it's at Philadelphia, but that's a winnable game. That's a very, very winnable game.
Yeah.
We could easily see this streak go to 10. We really could.
How's Konecker doing?
Konecker?
Yeah. I don't think
he's in the NHL anymore.
And that we traded him
the guy we got for Bishop.
For who? For Ben Bishop.
Yeah, Corey Konecker is the guy we shipped off to the Senators, and we look like a fucking idiot.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that.
I don't think he's in the pro or the top league anymore. I think he's in the minors.
I wanted to ask. I knew the answer. I just want to ask.
Oh, what's the answer? Where is he?
Let's see. No, I knew who we got from. I don't know. Corey.
There you go, Konecker.
Konecker porn. Corey Konecker, drum roll please, out of the league.
Done.
No team.
None.
Formerly played for the National Hockey
League. How many fucking Lightnings made their national teams for the World Cup of Hockey next year?
A whole shitload, yeah.
Like, fucking holy shit, Vasilevsky might be the starting goaltender for the Russian Russian team.
Mm, sexy. Sexy.
Not to mention, we've had, I don't think we produce the most players going to that event.
How's Gudlevsky's been in the AHL?
I'll tell you this much. He's still the best Latvia has to offer.
Latvia!
But that's not saying much. So
it's true.
Every time I think of Gudlevsky, I think of Dilbert. Because when he went to Latvia to sell them mud.
Oh, that's right. That good show. That horrible show.
All right, I think you're possum in your floor is growing.
Yeah, you hear it, right?
Yeah.
Is that that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's a cat or like a... I think it's definitely something because the it's one of those houses that doesn't have it's not on the foundation.
Yeah, no, it's raised. It's raised. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake?
Yep.
No, I don't think so. I say go Lightning this Saturday at home against the Hurricanes. That's a game you should win.
It's a game you should win. And then you know what? It's stop looking at it as like 10 wins in a row. They need to start looking at the games. I shouldn't say this. As fans, you need to look at it one in a row instead of. Oh, we're going to win 10 in a row.
Yeah.
The reason that they won 8 in a row so far is because they took every game as an individual
one.
Yep. One game at a time. Yeah. So just, hey, guys, root for them against Carolina. Don't worry about Philadelphia yet.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull something. Let's see. When does free agency start? Start date. So we can make some bold predictions here. I think it starts pretty soon.
We shouldn't do this on live.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Anyways, February 8th, waiver system begins. February 9th. Okay, now we're all past this. March 1st, blah, blah, blah. Clubs are permitted to contact. Okay, wait. Okay. All 2015 contracts expire at 4 p.m. New York time. 2006 league year and free agency period begins at 4 p.m. on March 9th. That happens next week. It happens next week.
Yep.
So.
Doug Martin.
Here we go. Let's make some bold predictions.
Well, first of all, I don't think Doug Martin signs with another team in the first few days of free agency.
Doug Martin to yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. Yeah, I'd say Doug Martin.
So I think
to
by
nobody.
The time by the time you hear this podcast again,
he will be
no major moves in the NFL would have occurred.
No, absolutely not.
That's my bold prediction.
No.
None.
Nick, I need you to change that because come on, when has that ever been the case? First day of free agency, usually there's a couple of huge signings.
That's why it's bold.
That's very bold. I don't think Doug Martin has a team. Come next time you hear my voice.
Nope. But he is a free agent because I don't think we re-signed him by then.
I think that we do not get Mario Williams. And that's about it. No Doug Martin, no Mario Williams.
Roddy White might come.
And Roddy White will be a Buccaneer.
Yeah, Roddy White might be it. Okay, so I take it back. Roddy White's a Buck by the time you hear this. Again.
Yeah, he'd be a Buck for sure. For sure.
Yep. It would be the Tampa Bay Falconeers.
And then real bold predictions. No, I'm not going to say what I just thought of in my head. It involved a certain David Price.
Yeah, no, shush. None of that.
You see that? Do you see his new Twitter avatar?
No.
It'll make you throw up. Do you want to see it?
No, I don't because it's got Boston stuff on it.
Yep.
I'm going to show
it to you because I saw it. I can't unsee it. So I want you to see it, too.
Why?
I just want you to see it.
I don't
want to. Oh, too bad. Here it is. Are you ready for it? It's going to make you throw up. Look at this.
Oh, God damn it. Is he retired yet?
David Price and Big Poppy.
And David Ortiz.
Sitting on the back of a golf cart, hamming it up. Oh, they're best friends now, huh? Fuck you!
Fucking
piece of shit.
David Price is a guy I no longer like.
I don't like him. I don't have a problem with him, though. If he does well, I'll be happy. Good for him. You know, he still seems like a good guy to me.
I'd rather see Joe Maddon have success.
Don't do good in the playoffs. There'll be a little bit of a ha-ha if he never does good in the playoffs.
Oh, I'm going to laugh at him.
Yeah, Joe Maddon, I wish success. I'll root for him.
Yeah, this year I'm okay with.
Jennifer, if you're listening, go Cubs.
Yeah, go Cubs.
Go Cubs. Go Cubbies.
Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, Zobrist, Madden,
like,
everybody's
he's
there.
He's literally just becoming Tampa.
Oh come
North.
On, yeah. Let's all warm our hearts up to the Cubs.
Well, they do have something in common with us.
What's that?
They haven't won a World Series in the past 100 years either.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Okay, we're out of here. Make sure you go to. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for not sponsoring us but hosting us. Make sure you go to sharkdropper.com. Check out all of our podcasts. They are all there for you to enjoy.
Rate on iTunes. Takes 90 seconds.
Rate, review us on iTunes. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. That was Word of the Bay for this week. I'm Kyle.
I am Nick.
See you next week.